Now, let's talk about speaking to pain without triggering shame, because we've really been taught to push on people's pain points and, in fact, increase their suffering so that they will feel like they have no choice, really, but to work with us, so that they will feel like a victim of their suffering, like a victim of their struggles, so that they will put their hand in their pocket and pay to work with us to get away from that, so that they can be saved by us. And as we've spoken about many times in this program, it is literally impossible to save somebody or to transform somebody who is looking to be saved, is probably a better way of explaining that. And this really does come down to this piece about being their best friend, and really holding them with compassion and understanding, because everybody has pain. Pain is a part of life. There's a quote, isn't there? It's like, pain is inevitable and suffering is optional. I'm not entirely sure who said it, but I know I'm familiar with the quote, and it's so true, because pain is a part of life. Pain is just feedback coming. You know, I'm not talking about physical pain right here, but I could be. I'm thinking more about emotional pain. Emotional pain is a part of being alive. It is feedback from inside of us to tell us that something isn't working, or that something needs attention, or that something needs looking at and witnessed. It is feedback, completely neutral feedback. It is inevitable, because we are human and things happen and we don't always get our own way. And, you know, we're programmed from such a tiny age, when we are absolutely just sponges. You know, we're not actually putting anything out into the world, we're just absorbing what the world is giving us, and programming ourselves with all kinds of ways to be that we will then repeat for the rest of our lifetimes, that we will seek evidence to validate for the rest of our lifetimes. So pain, there's just no way to avoid pain. It is the most inevitable part of life, aside from death. It's part and parcel of being a human. But suffering comes when we start to tell ourselves that things shouldn't be this way. We shouldn't have pain. If we have pain, there is something wrong with us. That, you know, we should be in a different place to where we are, that things should be different, that we shouldn't have felt this way, that we shouldn't have done this thing, that we shouldn't. It's all about shoulding, really. And also sometimes about projecting into the future. Oh my God, you know, if this is the way things are now, what's it going to be like in a year's time? What's it going to be like in 10 years' time? You know, if I don't have this thing sorted now, what's going to happen in 6 weeks? all of these things, you know. Even to the point of like, oh my God, I only have 50 grand in my bank account. What happens if I never make another sale? And, you know, however long, I'm going to wind up with no money, and because my bills still have to be paid. It's like projecting into the future, or it's shoulding on ourselves, and quite often a combination of both. This is what creates suffering, because we take this feedback, this pain feedback that we're getting, and then we like trowel on layer upon layer of I should have, and what if I don't, and what about the what's going to happen when, and we create all of this agony for ourselves, all of this suffering, rather than being able to just take the pain and look at it and see it for how normal it is, because it is normal. And then ask ourselves, you know, what can we do to alleviate that pain? Do we have to live with that pain? What can we do differently so that that pain can be transmuted into happiness, into joy, into opportunity? And this is this peace, this troweling on the suffering, this is basically what we've been taught to do by the system business coaches. We've been taught, push on that pain, make people feel bad about them, layer on the suffering. And what I'm saying to you is, that's no way to sell transformation, because all that does is paints people into a victim corner. It makes them victims, even if they didn't know they were victims before, although they probably did, because we as humans are very good at troweling on the shame, at troweling on the suffering on top of the pain. What you get to do now in selling transformation, in delivering transformation, in changing people's lives for the better, and not just their bank account, not just their body size, not just who they're currently in love with, like really changing who they are back into like the purest form of what they were right from day one before they started absorbing all of this conditioning, all of this programming. What you get to do is you get to normalize the pain for them. So you can talk to people about their pain, but you can talk to them about how it's normal. You can place the blame for the suffering outside of them. And the way that you do that is by recognizing and like putting in front of them the fact that it's normal. Tell them why it's normal to feel the way that they feel. You must acknowledge the fact that they have this pain, because that is the thing that is driving them towards the transformation in the first place. So you acknowledge the pain, and then you acknowledge its normalness. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm just going to go with it. You acknowledge how normal it is to feel that way. You acknowledge how conditioning, so things that they're doing themselves or things that people have done to them, has created this layer of suffering. When I say people have done to them, that sounds very victim-y. What I mean is like the conditioning that has been placed upon them very often. So you'll often hear me say, I'm going to give you an example just so that you understand this. You'll often hear me place the blame for how people are, you know, feeling about their results in their work. You'll see me place the blame for that on their coaches, on their business coaches. I've done that throughout this program, in fact. And it's not because I think that their business coaches are horrible people. I don't. And you might be in this program and you might be one of those business coaches that I'm blaming. But when I'm talking to you, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming your business coaches. When I talk to your business coaches, I'm not blaming them. I'm blaming their business coaches. Not because I actually think that they've done anything wrong. We all, every single one of us, do the very best that we can. But because by taking the blame and the shame that we are walking around with and saying it's okay, it's normal, and it's not even yours, we get to actually like lift it out of them temporarily. I mean, there's work to be done around it, but we get to lift it out of them and make them lighter and help them see that they are not beyond help. The reality is that there is nobody to blame. There is no blame anywhere. Everybody is just going through the motions and doing what they can and acting from whatever part of their journey they're in, from whatever experiences they've had, from whatever programming they've had. There is no blame as such. But in that place of speaking to pain without triggering shame, we have to give them a place to put that blame, at least temporarily, until we start doing that transformational work. So that is how you speak to the pain without triggering the shame, is you actually place the blame for the suffering outside of them, because it's not actually their story. It's story that's being created by systems, by conditioning, by, you know, we all live within a system, really. Life is a system in a lot of ways. Certainly societal life as a system. So really by lifting that shame out of them and placing it temporarily somewhere else so that they can then be open to hearing what is available to them. Because what happens very often is people are not available to hear about the opportunities they have to be all of the things because they have so buried under mounds and layers and mountains of shame and blame that the possibility of transformation, they're not ready to hear it. And that is how you help people, people who you care about, who you would love to spend time with, helping them to really find themselves and find what matters to them and do the thing that they want to do, whatever that thing is. That's the first step. That's how you really can talk to all of that pain without ever triggering their shame. Because people who are triggered don't tend to make that step towards working, towards doing the work, because they get into this defensive mode instead. And you don't want people to be defensive when they're listening to you. That's not to say that there's any reason to panic if you trigger somebody. People will be triggered by all kinds of things. And, you know, if I'm placing the blame for somebody's shame with a business coach, then a business coach might read that, a business coach who's not ready to hear that might read that and think that I'm blaming her for her client's results. And that's because she has a whole story inside of her. And I'm not going to not say that to the person that I want to work with, because it's true for her. And actually, it's probably true for the business coach as well. But it's really being conscious of the fact that you are taking the blame from your reader and putting it outside of them in some way, shape, or form.